a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Thursday, drink 'em, you got 'em, by the way. Weekend's almost here. Tomorrow, we get Bobcat Goldthwait phone the program. John Paul Morgan, who was on the phone with us earlier today in Atlanta, calling us from Atlanta, flying in. He will be in the studio with us tomorrow. And although Craig's going to try to bum you out about your alcohol intake, drink 'em if you got 'em. Your liver.
Drink 'em if you got 'em.
Shut up, liver. You're fine.
Yep.
Love that T-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, you forgot to mention, you might remember where you were on this date. In 1991, I remember exactly where I was.
I was kicking out a 10-year-old puss out of his mom's house.
Almost 11.
Almost. I got it right, though, didn't I?
Yeah.
No, I know. Almost 11. I know when your birthday is, kiddo.
What are we missing,
Craig,
Todd?
Craig was there.
Oh, you didn't look it up?
I don't have it.
You don't know?
91.
Don't World it. Series something?
Yeah.
Oh, you're twins.
Minnesota Twins.
Yeah.
Capture the World Series.
Oh. And they won in 87, too, right?
Yep. They beat the Cardinals in 87. They beat the Braves in 91.
Yeah. The Pirates won it in 79. That is 42 years ago.
It was on this date in 1989. The Oakland A's won the Earthquake Interrupted World Series.
God, even that's a.
You remember that?
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah. I remember watching that game while the earthquake happened.
Yeah. That was crazy.
What happened? Right before game one, didn't it?
Yeah. Buddy of mine grew up there. They were driving when that happened.
And today is National Chocolate Day.
All right.
All kinds?
All right.
Sure.
I already had some chocolate this morning.
Milk chocolate? Dark chocolate?
Now, Craig, you mentioned that you like chocolate earlier. What did the emailer say? Oh, no, you say you like your coffee black.
Oh, yeah.
And a black listener of ours got a hold of you and said what?
He said, oh, he likes his coffee
call
black. Call me.
That was Jerome, right? Thank you, Jerome, for that email.
There
some
go,
funny
Craig.
Email. Got some funny email from our listeners.
And I think that, Caitlyn Jenner is 72 today.
God. All right. Caitlyn Jenner's Nutsack, one of my favorite Deadpool names, too.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
A 12-year-old Philadelphia boy speaking out after being attacked by a 10 to 13-foot crocodile.
Oh,
what?
While on vacation in Mexico.
Oh, a croc, okay. So Mexico, God.
Charlie Buell had been hiding by a lagoon during a game of hide-and-seek.
Oh.
When he felt something grasp his leg at a Cancun resort back in June. A group of people quickly came to Charlie's aid, including a trauma nurse who Charlie's mom called the biggest gift. Charlie says it was a friend who first told him about the great hiding spot on the stairs right next to the lagoon. The friend had just hidden there in the prior round when the croc pulled him in. A nearby mom heard the boy scream. She says that was not a scream like children playing. You know how mom, you know how you can tell the difference.
Oh, yeah.
When they arrived, Charlie was underwater. They couldn't see him. A group of men also came to help. One began pulling Charlie away from the croc. Three others hit the croc with their fists and feet, covered its eyes with a pillow from the pool deck. After some back and forth tugging, the crocodile released its grip on Charlie's leg, and they lifted him to safety on the pool deck. He says he can vividly recall the croc squeezing his leg and pulling as hard as it could. He says it pulled him under twice. He didn't hurt at all at the beginning. It just felt like if somebody grabbed your leg and squeezed it with their hands tightly, almost felt like its teeth were holding the blood in because it hurt less with its teeth in its leg than when he was on the ground later.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
He had to undergo several medical procedures in a Cancun hospital. A spokesperson for Club Med said they were deeply saddened by the incident. They continued to provide assistance to the family.
And a lawsuit?
And, well, and they're taking care of 100% coverage of the family's medical bills. Oh, yep. And mom and brother have stayed there the whole time, another month or so, dealing with this. So I imagine they took care of that as well. Charlie and
partying by the pool.
Yeah, the kid's much
better
now.
How long would
he
wait before getting another, you know, drinking a coconut by the beach?
I think
your kid's got a shredded leg.
He's ready to go back.
No, I'm talking about
the
kid's in the hospital.
Oh, the mom. Yeah.
And only so much you can do at the hospital. You do have some free time.
And they're probably staying at the Club Med.
I hate to say it, but if your kid's going to be fine, you're back to, you know.
The kid said he could walk and run.
Did we go snorkeling tomorrow?
That might look bad.
Yeah.
But I think sitting at the bar would be fine.
The kid said he can walk and run with a limp. He can still kick a soccer ball but can't yet play in a game.
Oh,
apparently,
man.
He and his friends plan to go as a 16-foot crocodile on Halloween.
Oh, it's that age where he thinks it's cool now.
It's funny to
right,
him.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, it hurt, blah, blah, blah. But
he's lucky enough he's that age, yeah.
Right.
Oh, he may be young enough that's where the superpowers start.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
Bitten by a Mexican crocodile, and now he's Croc Man.
That's a good point, Nick.
Yeah. His friends are probably sick of that story already, too.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Right. No, I probably
still milking that one, Charlie?
Tell See, to the point he's going to tell story again.
He's going to tell me he has to get it amputated.
Yeah, but
it's still bothering you?
They don't have to sit with him every morning on a radio show either, though. So they could probably avoid him.
They might have to hang out with him a lot. You hear it all the time.
Probably at lunch. You're right. Oh, geez, I got lunch with the crocodile kid again.
He's lucky those other people were around.
I know. But yeah, you're right, Nick. I was thinking the exact same thing. I'm like, oh, cool. Free vacation.
Hold another month.
Yeah, I'll stay down here.
Yeah,
they're paying for everything.
That's the brother.
Sucks for Charlie.
The brother. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the slightly younger brother right there.
Oh, he's just having fun. He's on the beach every day.
Yeah.
He's going down the water slide.
I don't want to go to the hospital again today.
Stupid Charlie pisses me off.
But the saltwater crocodile will treat you like a meal. They will attack you unprovoked.
They will.
Yeah, the brother's just got floaties and a bunch of sunscreen on his nose all day. Cancun again today?
We don't have to go. I don't want to go to the hospital today. You go, Mom.
And where are they originally from?
Philly.
Oh, okay.
Philadelphia, yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to go back.
No.
Weather's starting to turn colder.
Oh, yeah, right.
Nah, let's just stay here. You need another surgery, right?
Eagles suck.
For some reason, I picture all the doctors at the Cancun hospital drinking rum runners during the operation. I'm sure they don't.
I'm sure they don't. Yeah, because no other countries take stuff seriously like we do.
A lot cooler if they did.
They've got open air operating rooms right to the beach.
But I'm guessing though, if Todd's son lives in Mexico, I'm guessing if you're going to be a decent hospital, it's going to be in a tourist zone because they want to make sure people are taken care of. Although I've heard otherwise, you're right, Puss.
I know someone who spent some time in a Cancun hospital, and he said it wasn't that great.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, the doctors are probably professional.
Yeah. But the hospital conditions are not what you come to expect living in the U.S.
Yeah, well, we're kind of cleaner than here. Yeah. Than a lot of foreign countries when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite reusing the rubber gloves, but it wasn't far off.
Well, they have two sides.
That stuck to the tape. I wish I was laughing at it.
A team of British researchers say DNA taken from a strand of hair contains that a gentleman in South Dakota is the great-grandson of Sitting Bull.
Really?
Yeah. Now, this is no surprise to him. He's long said, hey, I'm an ancestor.
Yeah, but a lot of people probably say that. Yeah, all great.
They figured out, I mean, it's a new way of doing this and, you know, some new science stuff that they came up with to get a little bit of DNA out of this hair, I'm not mistaken.
I'm guessing that community, if you're the great-grandson of Sitting Bull, you're a star, man.
And they have now confirmed what this guy and his family has been saying forever, that 73-year-old Ernie LaPointe of Lead, South Dakota. Is it Lead?
Lead.
Lead,
it's
South Dakota.
Lead.
All right. Lead, South Dakota is indeed a great-grandson of Sitting Bull.
I pictured a young person when he said great-grandson.
Well, Sitting Bull was what? That's early 1800s?
Sure.
I don't know, mid 1800s probably.
Maybe.
It's way pre-Picasso. Late 1800s.
Yeah. He died in 1973.
Right. It's too bad he's
Sitting Dodgers Bull, fan.
Sitting Bull.
It's too bad he's not Sitting Bull the Fourth or whatever.
Yeah, I know.
He died in 1890.
He led Native American forces as they defeated General George Custer at the Battle of Little Bighorn in 1876. He died in 1890.
A lot of whiteys are pissed at him.
How do they have Sitting Bull's DNA?
They got it. They had his hair at the Smithsonian.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't easy, but as a new technique, new science, stupid science, those morons figured out a new technique to get some DNA out of there so they could do this.
A lot of them.
Yeah, just idiots.
I just have to assume that picture of Jay is smiling extra loud. I know. On this story.
Yeah, we got Jay's face up there smiling at us right now.
He's never a big Custer fan.
No.
No.
No, he wasn't. He didn't like Thanksgiving either.
No.
Jay hated Thanksgiving.
No, he rather enjoyed the outcome at the Battle of the Little Bighorn.
Yeah, yeah.
He was definitely Team Sitting Bull.
Oh, yeah. He jumped up and down on that bit.
The first time I ever opened for the Hat Austin had been working with him a bunch. And I did that like Thanksgiving joke. I had a couple jokes about like Native Americans.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
And Austin's like, oh, do that. He'll love that. I'm like, okay. So I did. Then just afterwards, he's like, hey.
You tell much on stage anymore?
No.
Then tell the joke.
I'd say how Indians would have hated the first Thanksgiving, the pilgrims show up and like, did you guys make reservations?
Right.
Like, no, but we will.
Yeah. It's a great joke.
Hat's like, he always thought that everybody had like 30 seconds of material. So he's like, I get if you don't have any other, like enough time to replace it, but the Indian jokes are kind of my thing. I'm an idiot, right?
That is kind of true. I mean, because Jay, they were kind of his thing.
Like, what was I thinking?
I love that he was kind enough to say that to you, though.
He was.
It wasn't like mean, really.
Well, if you had 10 minutes to it, he'd be like, hey, so he's like, you got 10? You got 10 minutes?
No, I remember when Austin first started doing that joke.
Oh, that's Nick's joke.
This is Nick's joke.
Oh, yeah, it was you then.
Whatever.
But you don't do it in front of Jay Medesnet, right?
Well, right, but Austin's like, do that, he'll love it. I'm like, okay.
Did he offer to get rid of all his regular white guy jokes in trade?
You should have told him. That's kind of my thing.
Don't say trade. That's his joke, too.
Oh, sorry.
I'll miss you, Jay. 9 years, man. Over 9 years now.
The would-be assassin who shot former President Reagan is demanding royalty payments.
Oh, God.
From Devo.
They just let him out.
What?
They let him out.
From Devo.
What song?
John Hinckley Jr., of course, tried to kill Reagan in 81, right, trying to impress movie star Jodie Foster, reportedly. Hinckley was obsessed with Foster and had written several love poems to her. This particular poem was an obsessive verse written to actress Jodie Foster. The band Devo turned one of these Hinckley poems that had been published in a tabloid magazine at the checkout at the supermarket. They had turned one of his Hinckley poems into a song called I Desire, which appeared on their album from 1982, Oh No, It's Devo.
Don't know the song.
Exactly. But
I like Devo. I wouldn't allow their deep cuts. Man.
Now, in addition to getting permission from Hinckley, Gerald V. Casal, he's the other main guy in Devo, other than Mother's Ball, said that Devo sought and got permission from Jodie Foster before moving forward with this song, with the understanding that the band was not endorsing Hinckley or his actions. They used a little bit of the song, but the way that they couched the song in the, they couched his words, his poem in the song, made it look like he was an absolute nut.
I found it on YouTube, if you want to bring it up.
Yeah, hang on here.
I assume it's safe for the air.
Go ahead.
I would have no idea. So, Hinckley was released from prison in 2016. He claimed that
I desire. A pledge of allegiance to the
Father. So they're just using some of the words, right?
Not all of them. All of the words are Hinckley, but there's some, a few lines in here that are his words, and
Hinckley. They just let Hinckley out of jail, and now he's trying to make money.
Well, of course. You can't blame a guy in jail for a million years to not want wanting money.
For trying to kill somebody.
You can blame him for that.
Who, end up kind of killing Brady, by the way.
You can blame him for that.
Yeah. He doesn't have any rights to that, does he?
No.
Well, here's the thing. He was released from prison in 2016, claimed on Twitter that he co-wrote the song. His words are in the song. And he says he's yet to see royalties. He asked Devo, what's the deal? Devo, for their part, says, we don't do anything with disbursement of royalties. That's record companies. That's publishing companies. That's performing rights organizations. But at the same time, I don't know. Is his name on there? Is Hinckley's name on there?
Songwriting credit. I don't know.
Well, you've looked up the song.
Earlier in the show, by the way, we were just talking about Charles Manson, the Guns N' Roses recorded a Charles Manson written song. Now, where did that royalties go? Because that album sold a fortune. I mean, a million copies, zillions.
That
and who got the royalties for that? That was a Charles Manson written song that Guns N' Roses did,
right? And I don't know if they considered that making proceeds off of his crime, because you can't do that.
Well, now you can't,
right?
But somebody got their. It was written by Charles Manson.
Song. Yeah, you can write a song. You can write a book. You can sell your book. You just can't get money for it.
No.
Well, that could be what they were going to do here.
He had relatives, though.
The composer credit goes to Gerald Casale. And Bob Mothersbaugh.
There you go.
That's, I think they're both in that. Yeah. Both in the band.
Yeah.
Still can't believe they let Hinckley out of prison.
I know.
Jodie Foster has to be creeped out by that.
Well, he's told he can't contact her.
Well, you're also told you can't shoot the president.
I know. Well, you can't do that anymore either. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, if I'm reading this right, the song that GNR did that was Manson's, Look at Your Game, Girl.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It was on the Spaghetti Incident.
Yeah, Spaghetti Incident.
Manson's royalties from the covers were assigned to the son of one of his victims.
Oh, really?
Oh,
good. Yeah. They made
Nice. Yeah.
Bartek Frykowski.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
His son ended up getting the royalties from that song. It does not say here.
Okay.
I think that's
on a GNR album.
It was, but it wasn't on Use Your Illusion or.
It was on the Spaghetti Incident. It was a whole covers album.
But still, it sold, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right. The guy Puss mentioned, I think, was involved with the Folgers chick.
Yeah.
Okay.
That ended up getting murdered.
The boyfriend.
Yeah. I think it was her boyfriend.
Did we just create like a little full circle moment here
on
the show?
Here. Yeah. We did here.
We did.
Unintentionally.
Well, this script really came together.
It did at the end. We wrapped it nicely there, Craig. Good job.
We're finally getting good at writing these things after this many years.
Out of Oregon City, Oregon, or Oregon, the Clackamas County.
No, it's a fourth anniversary. Shoot me, it's an anniversary.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Lost mom 4 years ago today, so let's pay tribute by calling it Oregon.
Out of Oregon City,
and tell
Oregon.
Todd to shut the F up, right?
Right.
Go F yourself.
Go F yourself,
Todd.
Go
F yourself, Todd.
That's right. And honor Todd's mom who told him that.
The Clackamas County Sheriff's Office, and who doesn't like saying Clackamas? The Clackamas County Sheriff's Office says that a driver called 911 to report a 25-year-old Alexis Ibarra Gomez was driving erratically and running stop signs. Police say Gomez then allegedly pulled over, fired several shots on the person that had called 911 before taking off again. Police pursued him to a neighborhood near Beaver Lake there in Oregon, where Gomez allegedly crashed into a house and then broke into another house. Once inside, he allegedly stole the homeowner's Ricky Bobby costume and put it on before surrendering to police who had the home surrounded. He's now being held on more than $340,000 bail.
You probably got to break into a lot of houses to find a Ricky Bobby costume.
Yeah, what are the odds?
Especially in Oregon. I'm sure they're in every house in Alabama. You know.
Now we're talking.
Perfect.
Aside from firing the shots, this guy sounds fun. Yeah.
That's not Gomez. That's Ricky Bobby. Let him
Ricky
go.
Bobby.
Well, we'll wait for Gomez to come out.
John Paul Morgan was on the show with us. In case you missed it, go to the... it was a lot of fun. He's always fun with us.
He's going to come visit tomorrow.
TNTRadioEmpire.com for the podcast downloads or wherever you get your podcasts. We're pretty much on every podcast platform. Also on TikTok. New cartoon up on TikTok from LD and Facebook and Twitter. And Nick's got a show tomorrow night. Where are you at, Nick?
Yeah, Stadium 34 in Red Oak, Iowa tomorrow night.
Bobcat on the phone tomorrow. John Paul in the studio tomorrow. And we'll be here tomorrow. See you then. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.